I know of a very good pianist who plays Mozart concertos, Prokofiev concertos, Mendelssohn concertos, and many difficult solo piano works. He's entered into several piano competitions across the United States and has done very well for himself. One day, he went to church. The normal pianist did not show up. My friend was asked to play a simple hymn from the hymn book to begin the meeting. Embarrassed, my friend had to decline. Although he could play many difficult pieces with ease, he could not sight read well enough to play a simple hymn. Another pianist, a young teenager who was also at the meeting, could not play nearly as well as the prize-winning pianist. He had never entered into a major competition and yet could sight read beautifully. He got up and played the hymn so the congregation could sing. What about you? If you were asked to play a hymn or other song on the spur of the moment without any opportunity to practice, could you do it? Well, you're in luck, because that is what this tape is all about, motivating you to want to sight read well and give you a few tips to help you develop that skill, learning to sight read so that you are prepared for nearly every situation. We never know what opportunities will arise in life. A successful concert pianist friend of mine was playing Gershwin's Concerto in F with a major symphony orchestra in concert. While he was playing, a fly flew into his mouth. Yuck! He wanted to spit it out immediately, but he also wanted to have a perfect performance, so he merely held the buzzing fly between his tongue and the roof of his mouth. When it came time for the orchestra to play alone, he leaned over away from the audience and spit the now dead fly out. He was able to handle the situation well because he had prepared himself well. He had prepared to keep his concentration no matter what. You will be able to handle situations that arise in your life as you prepare yourself in advance. Sight reading is the ability to pick up any piece of music and play it without rehearsal or practice. Is sight reading a talent that people are born with, or is it a skill that can be developed? Some people do seem to have a talent that enables them to sight read more easily than others, but any normal person can learn to sight read. It is a skill that must be developed. Even the person that has a natural ability for sight reading has to develop it. A good goal to have is to learn to be able to sight read at one level under your present level. So, for example, if you are in Bastion Book 4, then you should be able to sight read pieces that are on the same level of difficulty as the Bastion Book 3. One never knows when they will be called on to perform a piece we have never seen before. Learning to sight read is one more skill that will help you be prepared for those golden opportunities in life that appear without announcement. I'm going to give you 9 tips to better sight reading, little tricks that will help you read better. This list of tips does not include every single tip there is to better sight reading, just a few to get you started on the right track. Once you begin to practice sight reading, you will find your own tips to better sight reading. So, let's begin. Tip number 1, spend at least 5 minutes or more every day sight reading. Sight reading is just like everything else. The more you do it, the better you'll be at it. So, do it every day. To help you remember to do it every day, you may want to have your teacher write it in your notebook along with the rest of your lesson. After he lists the piano pieces he wants you to practice during the week, have him also list sight reading as one of the things that you do every day. Sight read out of books that are not so easy that there's no challenge, but don't read out of books that are so hard that it isn't any fun either. Sight reading 5 minutes a day should be fun. It is what taking piano lessons is all about, being able to just sit down and enjoy playing. When you run out of books at home to sight read, ask your mom to take you down to the music store to buy some new ones. Most public libraries have music. Borrow or trade books with friends. Subscribe to a magazine like Keyboard Classics or Sheet Music Magazine that has a lot of popular music for a very, very small price. Pour through as much music as you can, and once again, remember to enjoy yourself. It should be fun. Tip number two, read in every style of music. Broadway, Baroque, Classic, Romantic, Pop, Rock, every single style there is. As a college student, I once auditioned for a job as a rehearsal accompanist for an opera company. My duties would be to play the piano for the opera singers while they practiced. I was a pretty good sight reader at the time, and if you expected to get a job as an accompanist, you had to be. They go through so much music that there just isn't time to practice. You must be able to sight read it. Well, the time of the audition came, and I was invited to enter a little room with a piano. To the left of the piano was the head pianist who was going to audition me. He had me sit down, and after talking to me for a while to put me at ease, he put some music in front of me. It was a 20th century style that I had never played before, even though technically it was not too difficult. Needless to say, I didn't do very well in this new style that was distinctive to this one particular composer. And I didn't sight read it very well, and I didn't get the job. It really caught me off guard. The point of this story is, don't get caught in the trap of practicing your sight reading in just one style, perhaps your favorite style. Sight read in every style. I know students who sight read very well in the classic style, but put a piece of music by Bach in front of them with a little counterpoint, and they're lost. Read in every style of music. Broadway, Baroque, Classic, Romantic, Pop, Rock, every style there is. Try concentrating on perhaps a composer of the month. Try Brahms 1 month, then Gershwin, then Bach, then Menotti or something. Tip number three. Keep your scales and chords and arpeggios sharp. Know them very well. If you go for a walk down Main Street or go to the park or school and look at the clothes people wear, it doesn't take long before you realize that there is an incredible variety of clothes these days. But even with all the differences in fashion, it is still a variation on the same theme. In other words, almost all clothes can be categorized as pants, shirt, or dress. Three themes on which there's an awful lot of variation. Sure, you can have long pants, short pants, baggy pants, tight-fitting pants, brown pants, blue pants, plastic pants, or diapers, but they're all pants. Most of us use the same pattern of dress. It is the same with music. The pants, shirt, and dress of music, though, are scales, chords, and arpeggios. Learn these patterns well, and you will become a better sight reader, because almost all music is made up of these patterns. A lot of piano students think that practicing scales is a waste of time, and so they put it off or don't practice them seriously. They drag their feet. It also is perhaps not the most interesting thing to practice each day, but the truth is, spending a few minutes each day practicing technique and scales saves time. It allows you to learn your music faster and play it better. Knowing your scales and arpeggios, those musical patterns, is a smart move that will make you a better sight reader. So, if you want to be a good sight reader, what do? Practice your shirt and pants. Practice your patterns, your scales, arpeggios, and chords. Know them well. Tip number four. Look through a piece from beginning to end and check the geography before you play it. I was once attending a concert with various performers on the program. I was sitting out in the audience enjoying the program very much when the next performer, a female vocalist, handed me her music on her way to the stage and said in passing, "Please play for me. My accompanist isn't here," and she went on. I got up quickly, followed her to the stage, sat down at the piano, and placed my music on the rack. Normally, I always look through a piece carefully before I sight read it. I look for the geography, things like direction signs, repeats, da capo al finis, so that I know where the repeat goes back to, or the da capo goes back to. Unwisely, I chose not to do it this time because the whole audience was looking at me and I felt very uncomfortable and I didn't want to waste their time for 2 minutes while I quickly looked through and found out where all the direction signs went to. Everything was going well until about 3/4 of the way through the piece. I saw a direction marking that told me that I was to repeat from where the sign was. Fear took hold of my heart. Where was the sign? I quickly glanced back through the music. I couldn't find it anywhere. By this time, I had run out of music to play and had to make up some music to fill in the gap until I could find where I was to play. Finally, the singer, sensing my problem, leaned over and pointed to where I was supposed to be on the music. After the performance, I walked away from that piano having decided that if the whole world was looking at me and making me feel uncomfortable, I was going to look the music over and make sure that I knew the geography before I sight-read it. I would make sure I knew where every repeat sign went to, every da capo. Tip number 5. While you're checking the geography, check the time signature and the key signature before you begin playing. Once again, I remember another occasion where I was asked to perform at the same time I was sight reading. I went up to the console and I sat down and began playing. My mind was on something else and I wasn't really paying attention until I got down to the third line and I began to think, what key am I playing in? And I quickly glanced over to the key signature and I realized that I was transposing at the same time I was sight reading. Oh boy, my mind froze. I couldn't think and I could no longer transpose. So I immediately stopped and had to go back to the beginning and start again. It was a very embarrassing situation, but it drilled in my mind so that I would never forget that while I checked the geography, I should also check the time signature and the key signature. Tip number 6. If you have the time, glance through and check for any difficult passages in your mind. Also check for any difficult rhythms and write in the counting. Once while traveling on a bus with a choir to a performance on a college campus, I was again handed a rather lengthy piece of music. The accompaniment had been pre-recorded, but the recording was left at home, accidentally, so I was called upon to play the accompaniment. While traveling on the bus, I quickly glanced through the score, checking the geography, time signatures, key changes, and then looked for rhythmic problems and difficult passages that would require working out some fingerings. Having found the difficult parts, I spent the short bus trip to the college practicing on the book that I held in my lap. I was able to do a good job sight reading and performing from a score because I had worked out the problems before I got to the piano. Actually, this is not only good advice for sight reading, but it's good advice for the pieces you're preparing for your lesson. Practicing the piano away from the piano can be very beneficial. Tip number 7. Always count as you sight read. It always surprises me a little when I meet students who haven't learned to count as they play their piece. They're wasting their time by taking more time than they need to learn a piece. If you haven't listened to Magnet of the Mind yet, I would strongly suggest that you listen to it. If you have, I would strongly suggest that you follow what it says. Count your pieces as you learn them. Counting as you sight read also helps. It helps you to keep your place. It also helps you to read more accurately. In sight reading, it is more important that you keep a steady, even beat. There is no law that says you have to play every note written in a piece of music. Leave notes out if you have to, but stay on the beat. Tip number 8. Always keep looking about one measure ahead as you sight read. Don't be caught by surprise. Know what is coming. Tip number 9. Study your music theory. The great payoff to studying music theory is that you're able to learn your pieces faster, you're able to memorize better, and you're also able to sight read better because you understand the skeleton of music. You understand harmony, which is another pattern. I have shared 9 tips with you to better sight reading. Let's briefly review them. Tip number one, as you recall, was spend time every day sight reading. Practice sight reading. This is probably the most important tip of all of them. Tip number two, read in every style of music. Read in Broadway, Baroque, classic, romantic, pop, rock, every style there is. Tip number three, know the patterns of music. Know your scales, chords, and arpeggios. Tip number four, look through a piece from beginning to end and check the geography before you play it. Tip number five, while you are checking the geography, check the time signature and the key signature before you begin playing. Tip number six, if you have the time, glance through and check for any difficult passages in your mind. Write in fingerings. Look and count through difficult rhythms. Tip number seven, always count as you sight read. Keep a steady, even beat. It's more important that you stay on the beat than that you play every single note. Tip number eight, always keep looking about one measure ahead as you sight read. Don't be caught by surprise. Know what is coming. Tip number nine, study your music theory. It will help you learn your pieces faster, it will help you to memorize faster, and it will help you be a better sight reader. There are more tips that could be shared, but you'll discover them yourself if you will make sure that you follow the first tip I gave you, the most important tip, tip number one, sight read every day. Everything else will just fall into place. Develop a hungry appetite for new music. Right now, I would like to quit telling you tips and tell you about one of the greatest sight readers to have ever lived. He also happened to be one of the more famous pianists that have ever lived. His name was Franz Liszt. If you don't like playing a recital from memory, you can partially blame Liszt. It wasn't all his fault, but he certainly helped to make performing from memory fashionable. When he would walk on stage, the audience would sometimes react like a modern-day rock concert. They would go wild. Ladies would throw flowers, roses, jewels, and sometimes even throw themselves on stage when he would appear. Being a great showman and entertainer as well as a great pianist and sight reader, Liszt would stop before sitting down at the piano, take off his gloves, and then throw them to swooning fans. Many times after throwing his gloves, he would also throw his music out to an audience so he could dazzle them with a memorized performance. Because of Liszt's great talent and fame, many young budding pianists of the 1800s tried to visit with Liszt. Liszt no doubt enjoyed the attention. He would listen to many, many young musicians and helped some get a start in the music world. One such young man was the young Norwegian composer and pianist, Edvard Grieg. Grieg was not yet well known in the world. When he visited the great Liszt, he brought a piano concerto with him for Liszt to look at. It was a piano concerto that he had composed himself. Liszt not only looked at it, but it is said that he placed it on the piano rack and read it perfectly and brilliantly through the first time. Now that was sight reading. Of course, he had lots of praise for the young Grieg and his piano concerto. Liszt was a great pianist and sight reader and a very good composer. We will conclude this tape with a piano piece by Franz Liszt entitled Sposalizio. Franz Liszt once saw a lovely picture of a wedding and was inspired to write this piece of music for the piano. As you listen, see if you can figure out how Liszt felt about marriages and wedding days. Sposalizio, played by Larissa Ward.